critical web accessibility tips. Welcome to WebX episode 22, Hiding Labels and Subheaders. This is your host, Dennis, and thanks for joining me today. So what we're going to talk about is basically having code on your page, like labels for form elements and subheaders, and what we're going to do is hide them. This can also be called invisible content, hidden text, invisible labels, etc. What I'm not going to talk about is the skip nav feature, which is related to that. It's I've actually did that in a pretty early episode of WebX, but there's more to it in the skip nav feature, or more options of hiding or showing that text, which is a hyperlink to skip over navigation. And I'm also not going to talk about header images, hiding heading text that is replacing images, or that are used together. That's a whole other topic in itself too. And I should be doing in the somewhat near future, or hopefully the near future, doing an episode solely on that. So let's get into it. For the WCAG 2.0, the brand new 2.0 guidelines. Web content accessibility guidelines. It is 0.5.5, creating invisible labels and form elements. I put that link in a couple other good ones, a web aim link about this subject on the WebX blog at webx.blogspot.com. And also some good basic code on this topic. But essentially, Let's talk about form labels first. Examples where you would use this technique of hiding the actual form label content is, for instances, say, like a phone number, when that's divided up, like visually, you know, you could see the area code and the first three digits and the next four digits, you know, if there's three different field form elements for those sections. But if you can't see it, if for one reason or another, say you're visually impaired, those really should be labeled. And so the same goes for like date fields, like, you know, month, date or year, or date, month, year. So actually visually that might not even be clear, but that's a whole other story. And another example you would do this would be maybe for names. Like if you have a field for a first name, middle initial, and last name. And what you do is, you go ahead and, you know, create the form element, create the labels, you know, with good accessibility practice. And if you're not exactly sure what I'm talking about, again, I have code on this podcast entry on the blog, and also I spoke specifically about form labels in a previous podcast, so feel free to look that up. But once you've properly labeled your form elements, what you do is in your label tag, You add a class, say it could be called anything you want, but say it's just called hidden. And in your CSS, hopefully you're using a global CSS file, and you could put in a hidden class there. And basically, that's absolute positioning that element way off of the page. And I guess the standard of doing that is making it, from the top, you're doing a large negative pixel value in your top margin. Or not in top margin, but just the top placement of that element. So it's actually on the page, the code is on the page, but speaking, you know, the presentation of it, it can't be visually seen. And that's basically the whole idea behind that. And what you can do is you can apply that to sub the same technique to subheaders also. If you go to my company's website, checkengineusa.com, you can see that if you look at the code, if you have the web developer toolbar or another feature like that, you could look at the page without all the CSS. And you'll notice that the menu actually has a subheader, an H2 tag, called menu, but you can't visually see it. And when you just turn off the style sheets, you could see that it's there. So, you know, if someone's using a screen reader or any other circumstance where the style sheets can't be rendered or what have you, then the menu will be appropriately labeled with a menu header. Now, other circumstances when you could apply this might be like the address or contact information. On a lot of sites, I know I like to do this. I like to put on every page, you know, somewhere on the page, always have the address and phone number or whatever for that organization of the website, you know, somewhere on that page. And it's not always, you know, appropriate to put a header there, you know, saying address or contact information, because it's pretty much applied, or, you know, or you have the, again, the style of the web page, the visual aspect of the page just kind of separates it or just makes it obvious. But it's probably good to put a subheader there, you know, labeling that contact information or address or something, address and phone number, which is also a good practice for SEO, search engine optimization. And nice, clean, semantic code also. And if you listen to my podcast, you'll know that that's what I like. So, and that's what's good for your website. So, that's it for today. Hopefully, you've picked up a few good tips. And if you have any comments or anything, of course, you're welcome to go to the blog and check out that code, too, and leave me a comment, webax.blogspot.com. And you could always call the phone number, too, and leave me a message there, and I will play it on the next podcast. And that number is 206-202-3678. And that's country code 1 if you're dialing from outside the United States. So again, give me a ring, leave me a message on this episode of WebAx or any other episode. Again, it's 206-202-3678. Thanks again for listening. I'll catch you next time. Visit WebAx at webax.blogspot.com. That's webaxe.blogspot.com. Grab your RSS and Atom feed here. You can also leave a comment or send Dennis an email. The email address is webax@odmag.com. webaxe@odmag.com.